Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring. You've done good work, my bitch. Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to on the planet than Kyle Finnegan.
Fact. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Did you see, here's a stupid question. Did you see it coming? Like, I know you've had success, but did you see, sometimes you don't know, right? And especially like when you have sort of a weird off season, and we can get to that, but
yeah.
Did you see it coming?
As far as having a good year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, steadily working on a lot of parts of my games, and I've made some improvements this year, kind of more on the analytics side of a few of my pitches. So I knew I had a good kind of floor that I had built. You know, I knew what I can do, but I also saw some opportunity to get better. And I've noticed a lot of that stuff starting to pay dividends this year. So just trying to build off good outings, and you know, we're almost at the halfway mark, and you know, feeling pretty good about the body of work so far.
Can I geek it out when you bring up the awesome analytics stuff? I mean,
just finding a little more vert on my fastball.
Oh, okay.
So, typically not been a super high vert guy. I've had, you know, pops of the 19s and 20s before, so I knew it was in there, and just trying to find kind of what made it click a little bit for me. So it's been, you know, working with the tilt on my fastball, kind of the way I hold it and just the thought process. And, you know, I've added, I think my average vert is up like almost two on the year.
Really?
So,
So again, this is wonky, but I don't care. If someone goes about looking, say, like, all he wants for Christmas is more vertical, right?
Yeah.
And some pitchers actually probably said that, right? You said there's maybe just a slight difference in the grip or whatever it is.
Yeah, so, for me, yeah. The Edutronic camera really helped.
Oh, okay.
So just seeing slow motion, how it was coming off my fingers, and just kind of tinkering from there with TrackMan and everything. And it was kind of the way I was holding the ball. I was favoring, you know, kind of that running fastball. Mm-hmm. So just the way I held it and finger pressure, just kind of got more of that true 12 o'clock backspin on it.
Did that take root when, is that something when you got here to spring training that you immediately said, this is what I want to do, or did that manifest itself in the off season?
Yeah, I think I was working on it on my own because I was a free agent.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
I thought it was something that I needed to do. Just, you know, some of my other, you know, metrics, you know, it was something that I needed to try and improve on was my vert on my fastball, because I knew I had it in me. And then worked on it in the off season, and it kind of clicked right away. When I signed with the Nats, you know, I let them know what I had been doing.
Yeah.
And they were super excited about it, and we worked on it all spring. And it's still a work in progress through the season. I've, you know, kind of had you know, good days and bad days as far as the analytics on my fastball go. But the floor has been higher.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Yeah. I know. So it doesn't sound like, because that was the next question I was going to ask, which is when you're going through the off season, the free agency, do you say, hey, everybody, look at this, like, and you get out, here's my numbers, I'm working on this. You might not know, I know that you think you know who I am, but this is what the new me. I don't know if you tell teams that or not.
Yeah, I mean, to a degree, you know, I had enough of a body of work that kind of, you know, had shown teams who I am as a player. But then the, you know, showing them things that you're working on and maybe sending them some data points that you've done in bullpens, I mean, it helps a little, but I don't think it moves the needle enough for guys to, you know, oh, he's doing this, let's jump on it before, you know, they want to see you go out there and prove it in the game. So,
well, believe me, as someone who has had to do, like, talk about AI bots and resumes for the last few days, I'm like, I'm thinking that's on top of mind.
Yeah.
But so to go to that with the offseason and free agency, like, obviously, especially with relief pitchers, we've talked to plenty where it's a tough thing, man. Like, because you go in with best intentions. So if you don't mind, take me through, you know, the season ends. You probably sit down with your agent. This is what we think is going to happen. I don't know. Maybe this isn't what happened. But how did this play out for you?
Yeah, you know, you create a game plan on, you know, your best case scenario, or you build a whole collection of comps to you, what they've gotten in the past, kind of. But it all depends on that year's market, because, you know, every year is different, every offseason is different, every pool of free agents are different every year. So we had a ballpark of what we were hoping to get, and a lot of the early signings were, you know, positive for the reliever market. But I think a lot of teams had a guy in mind that they wanted. They went out and got that guy, and then there was kind of, you know, a slow period. Kind of got seeing where the market would go from there. And
who were the guys? Were there guys that you identified? Like you said, I'm keeping an eye on this guy because I think that maybe whether he's going to, like, be similar to me or he's going to free up this market or whatever. Was there, were guys like that for you?
Yeah, just a lot of the late inning reliever type guys. You know, guys that had success a couple previous seasons. So, you know, as those guys started to come off the board, you get a better idea of where you might land. But, you know, I leaned on my agent and, you know, his expertise. This is my first trip through free agency, so I was like, you're the pro, I'm going to listen to you.
And, yeah. That's, you can say that, but it's tough, man. It's tough not to keep picking up the call to the agent, hey, anything going on?
Yeah, you got to just, you know, you pick your guy for a reason, and you got to trust him. And we were, you know, we were happy with the outcome in the end. It was, I think it proved to be kind of a tougher market for some of the, you know, not the top relievers. Yeah. So, but we'll try again.
Was there a time in the off season where it got the most frustrating? I mean, it's okay looking back now, but
I wouldn't say it's frustrating because, you know, I had plenty of opportunities and offers, you know, from the beginning all the way through.
All right, okay.
So I was never like, it was never like a no one's calling thing. It was like, have a lot of offers, but none of them are standing out too much. So no, I wasn't, you know, it's hard to be upset when you're deciding between $1 million, you know, it's just, I was happy to be, you know, that team's.
Well, that's what I was going to say, like, as long as you had offers, you know, a lot of times, you know, I've talked to guys who signed like really late and they were like, you know, they were, like you said, it was relievers. Yeah. It can be, it's good that it worked out for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you probably talked to other guys who didn't work out
for them. Yeah. I mean, it's different for everybody. Like I said, my situation wasn't, you know, that nobody was calling. It was that, you know, we were just waiting for the right situation.
Yeah.
You know, something we thought fit well and the deal was fair. And so we, you know, I had opportunities the whole time, just kind of waiting for the right one.
And you've landed in a good spot. You're doing well. You love closing. I mean, you love.
Yeah. I mean, I think if any reliever tells you they don't want to be the closer, they're lying.
It's true, though, right?
I mean, it's fun.
Did you realize that? Did you always realize that?
I mean, my first, you know, 2-3 years in the big leagues, it's just like you're treading water trying to stay, you know, make a name for yourself, you know, take the ball whenever you can and prove to your manager you can be reliable and stay healthy and just kind of build a foundation. Mm. So my first 3 years, you know, I'm not like, oh, I want to be the closer. I'm like, I need to do everything in my power to stay on the team, yeah. You know? So it wasn't until I kind of established myself that I was like, I think I could do this, if, you know, and then here, you know, the opportunity arose pretty quickly.
Once you do it, man, it's,
yeah, there's like, no going back.
There's no going back, right? It's hard. Like, yeah. I've seen it, you know, I go back to Billy Wagner's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I remember when, you know, they made him an 8th inning guy. And I'll never forget what he said. He's like, dude, the 9th inning's different.
Yeah.
The 9th inning's different. You know, the way they approach you, the every out, everything. So this is the last thing is, along with the closers, walking music. This is it's my guilty pleasure. I'm talking about walking music and everything else. What is yours, number one? And number two, did you pick it? And number three, whose do you like the best?
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mine is Song 2 by Blur.
Okay.
It's like a British rock band from the 90s. But I like it this year. They did, you know, do the light show with it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Did you have any say in that at all?
The light show, no.
Yeah.
I pick the song and they like sync it up.
Okay, you know, cool.
Do whatever they do.
Is there a reason behind the song? You just like it? Just hits?
No. Brings back some good memories of, you know, me and my brothers used to go skiing a lot with my dad.
Okay.
And that was always on my, like, ski playlist.
All right.
So it just, you know, makes me feel good, gets me amped up. As far as other intros that I like, I mean, past players, like, I mean, Enter Sandman,
Bells.
I mean,
but, you know, I was classics. Talking about this, actually it was with Trent Thornton the other day. Because he comes into Lunatic Fringe, which is an old OG,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Vision Quest. But, you know, we talked about how, yeah, there's Enter Sandman, there's all that. But it was like Timmy Trumpets were sort of got
right.
This conversation going, right? And now, I mean, now you look at what Toronto does with their guys, mm-hmm. Romano, and they had Hoffman. Now they show his eyeballs up close. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone you've noticed, if they even, like, look at it, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I love the ones where the lights go out.
Yeah.
And everybody, the whole crowd's just like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know? Maybe fans don't know, haven't
yeah,
seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when they just kill the lights, those ones are cool. And then the, you know, the video boards light up and, like Seattle, they do the sirens and stuff. So there's a lot of, they get really creative with it. It's really cool.
When the lights first started going out, people were legitimately like, is he going to trip?
Yeah.
But right. I mean, I would imagine you would know better than I. You probably can see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can see.
Okay.
Enough. Yeah. You can see the next step.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.